Shalom and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast that goes through the whole Bible in a year. We follow along with the weekly Torah portions and read daily from the Torah, the prophets, the writings, and the apostles. If you want to learn more about the podcast or connect with us online, find us at dailybreadmoms.com. There you'll find information about the journal. That's the Bible reading plan that we use, which Bible translation we use, and how to contact us. You'll also see information about how you can support the podcast by becoming a patron and how we can connect with you more. We've got some new things for our sweet patrons and are excited to let you hear from us in more ways beyond the daily Bible readings. So find us at dailybreadmoms.com. We look forward to connecting with you. Let's get to our podcast episode for today.
My name is Sarah Ruth, and I'll be your reader today. Today is Friday, March 15th, and it is the 5th of Adar 2 on the Hebrew calendar. Today in history, based on tradition, it was Moses' last day of leadership, and you can read more about that in Deuteronomy chapter 34. Our parasha is Pekudei, which means countings, and this is our Torah portion, which is Exodus chapter 40, verses 17 through 27. However, before we begin our readings, we are going to take a moment to bless God and thank Him for His word. Why don't you close your eyes and pray with me? Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. Beginning in the Torah portion, Exodus chapter 40, verse 17. Now it happened during the first month of the second year, on the first day of the month, the tabernacle was raised up. Moses raised the tabernacle and laid its bases, set up the framework of boards, put in the crossbars, and set up its pillars. Then he spread the tent over the tabernacle and put the covering of the tent on it, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. He placed the testimony into the ark, set the poles on the ark, and put the atonement cover on top of the ark. He brought the ark into the tabernacle, set up the curtain as a screen, and screened off the ark of the testimony, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Then he set up the table inside the tent of meeting on the side of the tabernacle northward, outside the curtain. He set a row of bread in order upon it before the Lord, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Then he placed the menorah in the tent of meeting over against the table on the south side of the tabernacle. Then he lit the lamps before the Lord, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Next, he placed the golden altar in the tent of meeting before the curtain. And he burned sweet spices of incense there, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. And that concludes our readings in the Torah for today. Our next reading comes from the prophets. And we're going to be reading Isaiah chapter 1 together. The vision of Isaiah, son of Amoz, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. Listen, heavens, and hear, earth, for the Lord has spoken. Sons have raised and brought up, but they have rebelled against me. The ox knows its owner, and the donkey its manger, but Israel does not know. My people do not understand. Oy, a sinful nation, a people weighed down with iniquity, offspring of evildoers, sons dealing corruptly. They have abandoned the Lord. They have despised Israel's Holy One. They have turned backwards. Where will you be struck again as you stray away more and more? The whole head is sick. The whole heart is faint. From the foot to the head, there is no soundness. Wounds, bruises, and raw sores, not pressed nor bandaged, nor softened with oil. Your land is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your fields, strangers devour it. In your presence, a desolation, overthrown by strangers. So the daughter of Zion is left as a sukkah in a vineyard, as a lodge in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city. Unless the Lord Zavaot had left us a small remnant, we would have been as Sodom. We would have been as Gomorrah. Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Give ear to the Torah of our God, you people of Gomorrah. For what is it to me, the multitude of your sacrifices, says the Lord? I am full of burnt offerings of rams and fat of fed animals. I have no delight in the blood of bulls or of lambs or he-goats. When you come to appear before me, who has required this at your hand, trampling my courts? Bring no more worthless offerings. Incense is an abomination to me. New moon and Shabbat, the calling of convocations, I cannot endure it. Iniquity with solemn assembly. Your new moons and your festivals my soul hates. They are a burden to me. I am weary to bear them. When you spread out your hands, I will hide my eyes from you. When you multiply prayers, I will not hear. Your hands are full of blood. Wash and make yourselves clean. Put away the evil of your deeds from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Relieve the oppressed. Defend the orphan. Plead for the widow. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be like scarlet, they will be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they will become like wool. If you are willing and obey, you will eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you will be devoured with the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. How the faithful city became a harlot. She once was full of justice, righteousness lodged in her, but now murderers. Your silver has become dross, your wine diluted by water. Your princes are rebellious and friends with thieves. Everyone loves a bribe and chases after rewards. They do not defend the orphan, nor does a widow's case come to them. Therefore, says the Lord, God Zavaot, the mighty one of Israel, Oy, I will get relief from my foes and avenge myself on my enemies. Then I will turn my hand on you. Purge away your dross and remove all your alloy. I will restore your judges as at first and your counselors as at the start. Afterward, you will be called City of Righteousness, Faithful City. Zion will be redeemed with justice, her repentant with righteousness. But there will be a crushing of transgressors and sinners together. Forsaking the Lord, they will be consumed. For they will be ashamed of the sacred oaks that you desired, and embarrassed because of the gardens that you have chosen. For you will be like an oak of withering leaf, like a garden that has no water. So the strong will become tender, and his work like a spark. Both will burn together, and no one will quench them. And that finished Isaiah chapter 1, our reading in the prophets. Our next reading comes from the writings. We're going to read Psalm 141. A psalm of David. Lord, I call to you. Come quickly to me. Hear my voice when I call to you. May my prayer be set before you like incense. May the lifting up of my hands be like the evening sacrifice. Set a guard, Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Let not my heart turn to any evil thing, to practice deeds of wickedness with men that work iniquity. Nor let me eat of their delicacies. Let the righteous strike me. It is kindness. Let him correct me. It is oil on my head. My head will not refuse it. Yet still my prayer is against their wickedness. Their judges are thrown down from a cliff. Then they will hear my words, since they are sweet. As when one plows and breaks open the earth, so our bones are scattered at the mouth of Sheol. For my eyes are toward you, God my Lord. In you I have taken refuge. Do not expose my soul. Keep me from the jaws of the trap they have laid for me, and from the snares of the evildoers. Let the wicked fall into their own nets, while I pass by safely. That finishes our readings in the writings. Our final reading today is going to come from the apostles. Today we're going to read in Acts, and we're reading chapter 8. Now Saul was in agreement with Stephen's execution. On that day, a great persecution rose against Messiah's community in Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the region of Judea and Samaria, except the emissaries. Some devout men buried Stephen and mourned deeply for him. But Saul was destroying Messiah's community, entering house after house and dragging off men and women. He was throwing them into prison. Now those who had been scattered went around proclaiming the word. Philip went down to the main city of Samaria and proclaimed the Messiah to them. The crowds were paying close attention to what Philip was saying, as they both heard and saw the signs that he was doing. For unclean spirits were coming out of many who were plagued, shrieking with a loud voice. Many paralyzed and crippled were healed also. So there was great joy in that city. Now a man named Simon had been practicing magic in the city and astonishing the people of Samaria, saying he was someone great. They all were paying special attention to him, saying, "This man is the power of God that is called great." And they kept paying attention to him, because for a long time he had astonished them with his magical arts. But when they believed Philip proclaimed the good news about the kingdom of God and the name of Messiah Yeshua, both men and women were immersed. Even Simon himself believed, and after being immersed, he continued with Philip. And when he saw signs and great miracles happening, he was continually amazed. Now when the emissaries in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the message of God, they sent Peter and John to him. They came down and prayed for them to receive the Ruach HaKodesh, for he had not yet come upon them. They had only been immersed in the name of the Lord Yeshua. Then they began laying their hands on them, and they were receiving the Ruach HaKodesh. Now when Simon saw that the Ruach HaKodesh was given through the laying on of hands by the emissaries, he offered them money, saying, "Give this power to me too, so that anyone on whom I lay hands may receive the Ruach HaKodesh." Peter said to him, "May your silver go to ruin, and you with it, because you thought you could buy God's gift with money. You have no part or share in this matter, because your heart is not right before God. Therefore, repent of this wickedness of yours and pray to the Lord that, if possible, the intent of your heart may be pardoned. For I see in you the poison of bitterness and the bondage of unrighteousness." Simon replied, "Pray for me, so that none of what you have said may come upon me." So when they had testified and spoken the word of the Lord, they returned to Jerusalem, proclaiming the good news to many Samaritan villages. Now an angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Get up and go south on the road going down from Jerusalem to Gaza. This is a desert road." So he got up and went. And behold, an Ethiopian eunuch, an official who was responsible for all the treasure of Candace, queen of the Ethiopians, had traveled to Jerusalem to worship and was now returning. Sitting in his chariot, he was reading the prophet Isaiah. The Ruach said to Philip, "Go catch up with this chariot." Philip ran up and heard him reading the prophet Isaiah and said, "Do you understand what you are reading?" "How can I," he said, "unless someone guides me?" So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now the passage of scripture that he was reading was this: "He was led as a sheep to slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he opens not his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who shall recount his generation? For his life is taken away from the earth." The eunuch replied to Philip, "Please tell me, who is the prophet talking about? Himself or someone else?" Then Philip opened his mouth, and beginning with this scripture, he proclaimed the good news about Yeshua. Now as they were going down the road, they came to some water. The eunuch said, "Look, water! What's to prevent me from being immersed?" He ordered the chariot to stop. They both got down into the water, Philip and the eunuch, and Philip immersed him. When they came up out of the water, the Ruach of the Lord snatched Philip away. The eunuch saw no more of him, for he went on his way rejoicing. But Philip found himself at Azotus, and as he passed through, he kept proclaiming the good news to all the towns until he came to Caesarea. That, friends, concludes all of our readings on this Friday Preparation Day, March 15th. If you are reading through the Apostolic Writings twice in this reading cycle, please also add to your readings today Revelation chapter 2, verses 12 through 29. I'm Sarah Ruth, reading for Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom, until next time.